AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. U.S. Air Force cargo planes have dropped ammunition to Arab groups who are fighting the Islamic State group in northern Syria.
A military spokesman says Air Force C-17s dropped the supplies to the Arab groups in northern Syria yesterday. Colonel Steve Warren would not identify the groups receiving the small arms ammunition, but did say their leaders have been vetted and that they are fighting to remove the militants from Syria. The airdrop follows the revamped administration approach in Syria, in which it will provide equipment to existing rebel groups instead of trying to build a new Syrian force. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Donald Trump's been facing tough questions from independent-minded voters in New Hampshire.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her.
Democratic presidential candidates are gathering in Las Vegas for tomorrow night's debate, their first. The governor of South Carolina says her state is in full recovery mode after those historic rains.
This is not going to take us years to come out of this. We are going to do this as fast as we can, as safely as we can, and in a way that we get people back to where they need to be.
But Nikki Haley has no idea when traffic will be able to move north again over flood-weakened bridge supports on I-95.
They're working very quickly on 95 northbound, but working very safely on 95 northbound.
Southbound I-95 reopened to traffic this morning. A rippled white gourd weighing in at 1,969 pounds took the title today for plumpest pumpkin at an annual San Francisco Bay Area contest that couldn't beat one grown in Switzerland that topped the scales over a ton. This is AP Radio News. The Mets and Dodgers meet in New York City tonight with a controversial play hanging over the series.
The Mets and Dodgers will play Game 3 at Citi Field tonight amidst the stormy backdrop of Chase Utley's controversial slide in Game 2. Utley has been suspended for tonight's game and Game 4 tomorrow by Major League Baseball, though he is appealing. The Mets will start Wilmer Flores at shortstop in place of Ruben Tejada, who suffered a broken leg as a result of Utley's slide. With the series now tied at a game apiece, Matt Harvey will pitch this pivotal game for New York, while LA goes with Brett Anderson. Both pitchers say they won't be flustered by the pregame tensions or any pregame warnings from the umpires. Tom Merriam, New York.
Chefs in white coats escorted the casket of world-renowned Cajun chef Paul Prudhomme into St. Louis Cathedral today for his funeral in New Orleans. The mother of Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter James Taylor died over the weekend at her home on Martha's Vineyard. She was 92. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.